Good afternoon. Today is Monday, January the 26th, 26th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Mr. Arkley.
Hey, guy.
Hello, Bri. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. It's just been a long month already.
It's kind of happening.
Yeah, in so many ways.
Yeah, sure it is.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Let's talk about truth in society.
Ah, we'll get our lesson on morals.
Here we go.
Et cetera, when we return.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley, but before we do, our quote, sir.
Well, this is a Yiddish proverb, and it fits in perfectly with our discussion, and it goes as follows. A half-truth is a whole lie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Isn't that spectacular?
Is there a place... I love these open-ended questions when we start. Yes, no questions. Is there a place for morals in today's big business, international business?
I don't think business can function without morals and based in truth. I don't think society can function without a basis in truth and with morals.
It's interesting. I don't know if you guys watch History Channel or not, but they're starting a series on 1776, the whole... And yeah. Sam Adams is the one that's...
Say, wasn't that an impressive group of people?
I kind of try to project either us then or them today. Well, and play the what if.
We don't have them today.
That's yeah. So where are these people? Have they been dummied down? Are they in business rather than going into politics? Is there just no unrest to that extent? Because we got 300 million people versus a couple hundred thousand people. You know, we got to have them. They're just better hidden right now.
Well, our society certainly hasn't put a premium on truth and virtue recently. We have been, dumbing down the culture, and that group of founders was anything but dumb. Boy, they were divinely inspired, and they were brilliant.
Well, you imagine what they would have ripped and teared in the late 60s and the 70s. I mean, Nixon wouldn't have had the option, right? And then you look at some of the more current stuff, and the internationals, I mean, I don't know, would they fit in, even, let alone be able to function?
Clearly, they wouldn't fit in today. Look at the State of the Union and the truth detection that was not...
The fact checks and all that stuff.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
That was never an issue before because they would...
There's a difference between advocacy and lying. And we've gone way past that. It's now... I made a complaint about a local lawyer, and he responded with a lie... documented it, and the state bar then wrote back and said, yeah, but it wasn't really a material lie.
Looks like we have grays of now, shades of black.
Now we have shades of black. It was, and I appealed and said, congratulations, you have now created shades of black. And you've made a farce out of the law. Look at Sierra Pacific. They were held liable by a judge, had to settle on a case where the prosecutor, the U.S. attorney, withheld information. The Ninth Circuit now is dealing with prosecutors withholding information and basically playing a fraud on the court. It's amazing what's going on. There is a death of truth.
Is this a creeping in?
Well, I don't think
over it's, time, or is this more quicker than that?
Brian, it has happened quickly. I mean, I sat there and had former city attorney for Eureka, I forget what her name was, lie. I mean, not kind of maybe sort of lie. And I don't understand how we've devolved to this point where there is the death of truth. I mean, did it start with Clinton? Was Clinton already well on the path? I don't know. But by golly, we do not, as a virtuous people, seem to be putting a premium on truth.
Certainly within one or two generations,
it's gone.
You have interactions with those outside the country also. Do they lament the same things? Are they seeing it or sensing it or having to I guess you have to hedge against it. So you're spending more dollars, more time double-checking, fact-checking. Are they also in the same boat?
Well, they have very difficult, different fact patterns for the most part from what I see. I think we have a body of law and we have defined processes. A lot of other countries don't have the benefits of a static body of law, and that is lying part of the system. We don't do enough court outside of, we do business outside, but we haven't run into that sort of problem.
So when you sign a contract, there's no funny business.
Very little, and they're really short contracts too, and you just
refreshingly short,
and you just don't seem to run into those issues. But look at the immigration issue we have, and they don't want to use it illegal. Well, they know darn well they're not supposed to be here. They know darn well that they aren't entitled to be here, but we're suffering it, and I just don't understand it, and we're devolving down what's occurred.
So as you're looking at the way we're doing business today, do you see more regulatory emphasis being placed?
Oh, my gosh. The regulatory emphasis is just unbelievable. We have 5 different state audits going on now.
Well, yeah, the financial services industry, certainly.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying a general, broad-based, regular guy.
I think it's really hard. I think you're really regulated. Are you running into it? I think in your business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have it.
You have it. You have to have an expert lawyer in your little body of law. You couldn't possibly do it yourself. They pass new regulations, and your new lawyer should probably know what's going on, and they may or may not.
Yeah, we get the updates every 2-3 months.
Yeah, it's just an expensive and cumbersome way to do business.
Normally, when there's expenses like that, there's an association with a benefit. Do you sense a benefit?
No. I think there's more competition and less benefit.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, so if we're seeing this change, let's just say it's change, not even good or bad, change going on, what other changes are out there that, let's say, your grandchildren want to get into business? How different is the landscape going to be in 25 years than it is today?
Well, I think our grandkids will think differently than you and I do, in that they will have been raised on computers and their whole...
Our kids are doing that, man.
Well, you're right. You're right. But I think there's a different thought pattern to what they'll be doing than what we have done. And so consequently, it's hard to envision how our grandkids will think and what they will want to do. Did you hear the article today where next year they look like they're going to have robots in the fields? And
yeah, I heard about that. There were. I mean, that's another tough thing for me to grasp at this point. I'm still looking at. Got back into the astronauts in that NASA program. I'm just, you know, reading all the books that the guys have written and stuff. So I'm going to YouTube, which is kind of weird, but, you know, at least for those who know me, that's weird.
There you were.
Yeah. And I'm watching, like, Saturday night, I watched Apollo 8 went up. And I'm just awed at that. 40-year-old technology that we've managed to shoot in the toes and not do. But looking at that, I still get a chill seeing an Atlas rocket man going in the air. I mean, that's so cool.
And
let alone the stuff that could happen now.
And let me ask you this. Do you, you look at the rooms, the control rooms, and all the computers going on. Do you think they would fit in one Dell?
I've heard two references. One was, I think everybody's heard this, the amount of computer technology inside of the Apollo spacecraft itself was less than what you've got in your pocket phone, your cell phone. But a laptop computer has more computer capability than all of mission control.
Is that right?
And they still did it.
Yeah.
Using charts and figuring things out by hand. And
thinking.
Yeah. And talking and anticipating and planning and doing all the stuff one-on-one.
Well, one thing that'll be interesting to see is whether our grandchildren are taught to think or taught to feel.
Critical thought.
Everyone says, well, it feels like this. And I'm one of those objectivists that says, I don't care how you feel. What do you think? And it's hard to explain.
I accuse T-Ball of that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Everybody wins. Everybody is a potential all-star. You know, just hit the ball and run. Doesn't matter. If you run the right way or the wrong way, it's okay.
Isn't that cute?
Well, one of the things, and this kind of gets back onto the rail a little bit, that I'm concerned about is that we as an American culture don't seem to celebrate mathematics, physics, engineering. Now, if it's computer engineering, different ballgame. But those other elements that the MIT type or Cal Poly type or Caltech type, I mean, we don't. What's the job for them now?
I think those guys are loaded with jobs. Loaded, 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 loaded.
Where do they go?
They go all over because, see, rockets have been privatized. And a lot of the rocket industry has been privatized. I suspect those guys are doing great.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I
saw the grow with NASA. It went from three guys, and 5 years later, 14,000. And they were all scientists and mathematicians and physicists and engineers, the guys that you associate with. You know, I'm a round corner guy. I can't figure that stuff out at all, but I can appreciate those who can and go, where are they now? They're not in the computer industry. Where are they now?
Well, they are in the computer industry. They really are.
Is that where they've ended up?
A lot of them, yeah. I mean, these old...
Would you rather put a man on the moon than build a computer?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's an either or. I think they're both being done. The private rocket industry is really getting backed. The other thing they're going into is unbelievable genetic engineering, working on diseases. You know, it's amazing what the biological sciences are doing these days. And, you know, we will live in the next 10 years, I'll bet, to see the end of cancer.
I've heard you were going to live to 150. I'm not sure that's all that
I am
cool.
Turning 60 this year, and I'm planning on working till I'm 90. So I'm not particularly greedy. I just love working.
sometimes it's fun.
If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Okay, so you're seeing it from a different perspective. I think, for me, NASA ought to be the one of the top two or three most funded entities that this country does.
That's fascinating, because Sherry, who is, I bet, aligns with you on almost every issue, thinks that NASA ought to be unequivocally whacked and eliminated. And
so she's almost right all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. I don't quite understand the benefits of a NASA. I don't. They are better than normal government employees.
It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. Look, I can read the clock.
Excellent. That means your bifocals are working.
Correctly. Yeah, and it's not too close, so I don't need the reading glasses.
But I will tell you, I think it's becoming obvious quickly to Americans that truth matters. I think we're coming full circle.
We're Dan Quayling it?
Oh, I don't know about Dan Quayle, but...
He got lambasted, and I don't know if you know him or not, but he seemed like he was a regular guy. And he would say regular things.
Indiana boy who the press jumped on like a piece of raw meat.
Yeah, and I don't know if he hacked somebody off or didn't give somebody a beer at a bar or something, but it seemed vitriolic and personal.
Well, it was. It was really vitriolic and personal.
Yeah. And I don't know if at that point... if that kind of started the process a little bit of people not wanting to be an elected position.
They all want to be in elected positions. Their pay is normally higher than they get otherwise, which is not the case with Dan Quayle. He's from a wealthy family. Was he a rocket scientist? Probably never going to be a rocket scientist for NASA. But
that's why you fund them.
No, that's why you don't fund it. We can't
listen,
stop.
Listen, if LBJ figured it out.
We've got, well, no, it was in Texas, and he served
I
one
understand.
Dish. It was called pork.
Yeah. Yeah, the other fellow, what was it, the Senate Minority Leader? Was behind it, too, or in charge of one of the fund budget.
Not Jim Wright.
No, it predated him. Okay. I wouldn't even recognize him now. I just thought, oh, interesting, Johnson and. And that's why Mission Control is in
Houston.
Houston. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that. But I'll tell you, I think people are wising up to the truth, especially the younger generation. It's unfortunate the
real truth, not the half-truth.
Yeah.
Not the innuendo.
Not the lie. Half-truths are lies. And I think we have to start, you and I have to start calling it a lie. Other people have to start calling it a lie. We've got to start saying, tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. And they just don't do it.
Well, you probably run into this a fair amount when you're looking at reports and year ends and that stuff. You know, sometimes it's the information that's presented, and sometimes it's how the information is presented. And you look, okay, is this misleading? There should be a footnote to explain, but the footnote isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, okay, the information is there. You can draw your conclusion. Most people might get the wrong conclusion.
And they know they're going to get the wrong conclusion, and that's the intent.
Is that kind of like the Enron kind of thing?
Yeah, well, there can be that. And, you know, it's hard to know. But what we need is a rebuilding of character within and virtue within our society.
So since most people, Rob, follow the pocketbook, how do you incentivize or really disincentivize not doing something as basic as truth.
Well, we now have, I went through a time when a heretofore trusted employee lied and lied and lied to me, and I kept trying to nudge him to telling the truth. Should have realized that it went over to the bank account too. And so now I have a pretty well of a shock collar on with truth, and it's a, I have a zero tolerance.
Squirrel?
Yeah. It's a red light. You go through it, yeah. And you're not just written up, you're eliminated. And so I think that's what we all have to do.
How long has the company had that?
Well, I discovered the millions missing about 18 months ago.
Okay. So is everybody on board with the change?
The ones who...
Or understanding the
change? I think it only took two employees being let go afterwards that, yeah, I trust our people, and I do now. And so...
So how do you do something like that in an elected situation or an international
company? That's where I'm optimistic about the internet, is this fact-check stuff is good. It's powerful. It ripples across.
Is it accurate?
Yeah, I think we do a pretty good job of fact-checking. And I guess I think that ultimately the internet will, it'll be a home of the great distortions, but ultimately it's going to hold the press more accountable for non-truths. At least that's my great hope.
Kim Komando had an interesting thing. I don't know if you heard the show this morning. She said, you know, now you go on the internet. In 5 years, you're not going to go on it. It is. It just is.
Yeah, isn't that the case?
So, like, your refrigerator is connected to the internet. It will tell you that your milk is low. It's a little scary for some of us that still like to, you know, like, have a wood fire.
Well, yeah, and how about those of us who like to drive?
Unaided.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, drive.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's I don't know if it's the speed of change that's going so quickly or the lack of trust of your neighbor that's driving so much of this, or a desire to give a soft cushion. I mean, you know, why not drive? Why do we have to have an automatic car?
It
makes no sense.
It's lost on me why we need all this stuff. It really is.
So are you going to introduce Shirley or not?
Shirley, say hi.
She's out of the room. I guess we'll have to take a break here just so that she doesn't pass out on us. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Robin Shirley in just a moment.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Shirley's left the building.
Shirley has, but she left at a nicer place.
Yes.
Than
yeah. And the more we talk, the deeper you're going to be in that mud puddle.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm working from home this week.
That's in case she knows where you live.
Yeah.
That's not going to get you out of the mud.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, geez. So what is the role of chambers of commerce and codes of ethics and all this kind of stuff? If we have it, we've got all this stuff legislated, this rigidity about how we have to operate, and we have to double check and triple check and have arm's length this and independent, all these. And we still get taken for a ride on a far too regular basis. What happened to just good old-fashioned ethics?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce here locally, do you know what they do? I know I give a mixer once a year and people...
Well, go to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Well, they represent the establishment class of the Republican Party, not the job-creating class of the Republican Party, but the establishment class.
They, so more of a protectionist.
Well, no. Development. No, they truly believe in immigration, no matter what. That's their view. So they're an interesting political group that way. And I don't know
what business sector are they representing.
Well, it's not the sector as much as they represent the view that they have become the pro-immigration group. Amnesty, if for lack of a better adjective, they of the Republican Party, and so consequently, they're the huge free traders. They're the huge no borders people, and so it's kind of interesting.
As things continue, and we talked a little bit about culturally, do you see that there are? Boy, I hate to even think about this one. Consultant sectors, consultant business niches that are going to open up based on do the right thing. Not because you have to, but because you should.
Well, it's quite interesting. I mean, really, you have like the vilified Koch brothers contributing to MBA programs on capitalism and morality. A friend of mine, Frank Hanna, sponsors the same thing within the Catholic Church. So what I feel like is we do have leadership, and there is the known void where we're headed. The Holy Father is biting at the edges and it being misquoted some and being overquoted in others. But I think people are getting the general feeling for the need for morality. And make no mistake, there's nothing moral about way government is being run today.
Well, and it's a government tradition supposed to be defined as amoral.
I'll give it that.
Okay, as an entity with people with moral and ethics inside of it.
I don't think it is anymore. I think it's being used against us as a clobbering weapon, much more so than anything else. I think it's hard. But I do have great hope. That's why the homeschooling is important, and that's why the parochial schools are important, is we are getting more back in tune with morality in business, and that a half-truth is a whole lie. And we can't parse words this way. We've just got to start telling the truth.
Spirituality, do you see it on the swing back?
I do. I really do. Look at the abortion issue. You know, that's one where science kind of cured a lot of the ills. And because, yeah, I guess that is living. Well, you can say it's not, but guess what? It is. And so there's a lot of that going on. So I'm optimistic about morality. I really am.
More attendance to the churches and the synagogues and mosques? That kind of...
I hope so. It's not for everybody.
It's kind of a drip in through the entire culture.
But I think the culture is moving in the right direction, and actually what we see with the press and the bureaucracy is the culture the way it was 5 to 7 years ago.
Hold on to what was.
Yeah, the last thing to change ever is a bureaucracy. That's the one thing they don't want to do is change.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And so I view us headed in the right direction there.
Do you think it's going to manifest itself in the next election cycle?
No, but
two cycles out?
Yeah.
Three cycles out?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the establishment Republicans are going to go. I just don't see it as a friendly place. The Democrats are finally, you know, unveiling themselves to a great extent and showing themselves to be socialists at best and just much more liberal than they have ever said. So I'm liking the bright lines between things. It's getting better.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, buddy.
Watch out for Shirley. She's now a celebrity.
Yes, she is.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.